With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
So we're doing it at 8:40. It's all another good montage by one DJ Matt Valdez.
Just make him shorter. Make the snippets a little shorter.
Okay. Let the DJ know.
I just told him.
I'm just hyping him up because I liked it. Like the mashup.
Did you get all four when you heard it?
I did.
Oh, well.
But someone's
going to knock it out.
I'm a GNR Mark.
He named one of the Guns N' Roses songs on like a half a note.
Yeah, I know.
Like the first note didn't even completely come out.
It's one of my
out.
Few strengths in life.
Yeah, he's a freak when it comes to
that. Is that I can ID songs that are in my wheelhouse relatively quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So at 8:40, you'll have a chance to go to the Guns N' Roses show. Free!
Can you explain to me the story of the little girl that died in a car crash but while it was being live streamed?
I can't. I haven't read that story.
Oh, it's just
too distressing.
It's an awful story.
Was the mom, I'm assuming it was a mom, right?
No,
it was
her older sister.
Okay, it was older sister was driving.
Yep. Her older sister was drunk.
And she was live streaming for minutes before the wreck?
She was live streaming... Yeah, the conversation with her sister, and I think there were a couple other girls in the back seat, and she got into a wreck, and the car flipped over 5 or 6 times. The younger sister got ejected and died, and she continued to live stream.
Like, I get the concept of live streaming generally. In fact, when I was doing Wizards Overtime during the Wizards playoff run on CSN, we would do Facebook Live. I assume that's the same thing. Facebook Live, live streaming, is it just another term?
Ask Tech Titan Valdez over
there.
Is
it the same thing?
Yeah, I don't know what device she was on, but it's the same thing.
Yeah. Okay.
She could have been on Snapchat.
Same thing as Periscope or
Instagram.
Got you. Why? When you're just driving, like, why do people feel, I've never understood, like, social media people that take pictures of their food. Makes no sense to me. People do it. You know, I may be older school. I mean, we're all older and some people do those type of things. You're not on social media at all, but the people I just never feel the need to go, hey, I'm at Taco Bell.
Right, I don't
or,
get it.
Or, hey, here's a picture of my bottle of beer. Cakes is big into that.
Sometimes I do that. I wouldn't say big into it because I don't really post that much anymore, but I have been guilty of
but
that
some
in the
people
past.
Do it every day.
Some people,
some
yeah.
Some people do it wherever they go.
Absolutely.
Right. They think that people care.
Right.
Well. Yeah, I mean,
I don't know, it's attention dollars, I guess.
It's a big part of social media to apparently let people know what you're doing.
Right.
I didn't know it got to the point where you need to let people know that you're driving somewhere. And then while you're driving somewhere, you're actually filming it live, doing it live.
Well, look, obviously, she wasn't making the greatest decisions because she was hammered while she was doing it. So she's hammered, she's driving down the road somewhere in Central California, live streaming it. Her sister's begging her to stop the car because, you know, she thinks she's out of control. I don't know what the other two kids in the back are doing.
And they didn't have seatbelts on.
I guess not.
I think because two girls were thrown from the car.
All right. And then the younger sister who was 14, who was crying, looked like she was crying during the conversation with her older sister, begging her to stop the car, eventually dies in the accident. The girl doesn't stop the video.
I know.
She continues to live stream it.
She live streams it.
Complete idiot.
And she says, everybody, if I go to effing jail for life, you already know why. My sister is effing dying.
Yeah. Well she should go to jail for her life.
It's just the reality.
How about calling 911? How about trying to save her?
It's the reality that teens and young adults are growing up in. Their whole lives have been on, you know, Snapchat, live streamed.
It's all they do.
It's part of what they are.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make it right. It's just that's what they know. It's what they do.
That girl should, I think she's facing a maximum of 10 years. She should go to the electric chair.
Now, yeah. Was it?
At the very least, she should go for the rest of her life. But she's going to get, she's probably going to get like 5 years, maybe 6. Probably won't serve the max, which is a crime in itself.
I think she'll get more than 5 years. She was booked on driving under the influence and vehicular manslaughter charges.
All right, but maybe she's got a good lawyer.
If you're found guilty for vehicular manslaughter, my guess is you got to be talking double-digit years. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. I just can't believe how bad it's gotten with just videoing everything.
I know, but she was hammered.
Yeah.
That's the crime in this. If she wasn't hammered, she wouldn't have wrecked the car. And right. She's only facing 10 years. I saw the story.
Okay. Well, what I would say is, yes, being hammered, and I don't know what she blew, if they took her blood alcohol level. When you're live streaming, you're distracted driving.
All right, so, then throw in the tequila
it's
shots.
It's the double whammy. It's the drunk and distracted, and the fact that she's 18. She's not a very experienced driver. It's a triple deadly cocktail. Throwing all
Believe
those
me,
together.
That story got me so tilted yesterday.
It's an awful story.
Yeah, I know.
She ruined her life, killed her sister. Did she injure somebody else that was in the car, I would guess?
Probably.
Yeah. Well, two girls were thrown from the car.
Yeah, so lucky she didn't kill two people.
She apparently continued live streaming even after the car had come to a stop, seen in the video shaking her sister, kissing her on the cheek, saying, "Please wake up," begging in the Instagram video. So it was on Instagram. I think it also went to Facebook, and they may have all, you know, taken it down for the graphic content, but...
Well, that's how hammered she was.
I'm never blown away by a DUI. It happens. Not blown away by that. I mean, we grew up when we were in school hearing about mothers against drunk driving and students against drunk driving, right? That was sad, that was mad. Mm-hmm. We heard about it all the time when we were in school. But we didn't have this stuff. Like, to me, what jumped out at me was not the drinking, and maybe that was the bigger factor than the distracted driving. It's that they were live streaming during a drive.
This girl's going to get out of prison when she's 23 or 24, which is a joke. She's going to live the rest of her life. Yeah, with guilt, but she's going to be able to live the rest of her life. There's no chance she should get out of jail. She should be in jail forever. That's how stupid and awful that crime was.
Her father seemed to be defending her now. Father lost a daughter, but has the other daughter, doesn't want to lose that daughter, too, to jail. Said she feels bad for herself.
That's what he said?
Yeah. What I think is she knows she's done something wrong because she knows that's what I feel. She feels bad for herself, but she killed her own sister.
Drabby, what should the penalty be?
I know you. This is something that's passionate for you. There's a part of me that just, it's an awful, awful story, but I would reserve people who go to jail for the rest of their life that kill someone on purpose. It's a terrible story, but what are you going to do?
I can't send her to jail for life.
Like,
what if that was your wife? What if that was your wife?
It's an awful story.
You'd feel differently.
But what if it was your daughter? What if your daughters are now 16 and 14, mm-hmm. if I'm right? So what if your daughter at 20 comes back from college, her younger sister to a party where there's drinking,
makes a bad decision. I might disown her.
Well, then you lost two daughters.
I
might do that.
That girl should be sentenced to 20 years, and if she's a good prisoner, out in 12 to 15. I think that's a proper sentence for, killing your younger sister.
I just cannot believe these kids these days. I really can't. I don't get it.
I can't believe she continued to video.
You should see my kids when they walk around the house. If they lose their phone or they misplace their phone, you'd think that they're going to have a heart attack.
What would have happened if they had lost the internets like I did for a good chunk of a day? That would not have gone over well.
I don't know. They'd probably go to their friend's house.
I'm sure they would. No, but they'd find an end around. Like, they've lost the internet at their house, but they'd somehow get Wi-Fi from the neighbors.
Yeah, they'd go somewhere else.
They'd mirror, or they'd do something.
My kids have to have their phones with them all the time, and it just... Man, I get so flippin' angry about it.
There's rumors on the internets.
My daughter's tilted because Justin Bieber canceled his concert. She was actually going to be going to New Jersey for the Bieber concert there and staying with her cousins for a while, but the Bieber concert got canceled.
He needs his R&R. He canceled his whole tour.
He's too tired?
Yeah, she's distraught.
I think he had 14 dates left. He said, "You're finished." Pull the plug.
Good.
Right out of the
wall. Get your money back. All right, let's go to Phil, who's in Leesburg, wants to chime in. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Crazy story of the 18-year-old woman in California who was live streaming as she was driving with other passengers, and her 14-year-old sister passes away after flying out after a crash. What's up, Phil?
Good morning, Junkies.
What's
hey,
up?
I just wanted to – I agree with Jason. If she gets anything less than, you know, 100 years, then there is something absolutely wrong with the system. And I referred to an article that I read in – I think it was the Loudoun Times Mirror just this past Friday, where there was a guy on a rampage of stealing hubcaps and rims and tires through the course of several months. And he just got convicted and sentenced to 137 years. For just stealing hubcaps and rims. So
that seems a little excessive for stealing hubcaps
exactly
and rims.
That's exactly what I said. That's exactly what
but
I said.
But it is Loudoun County. They want to clean that.
They don't mess around.
Make it easy, though. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's all I know, that's is this girl should be facing more than 10 years. I do know that.
Absolutely. Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. And I also agree that the story is not the live streaming. If she was doing it while she was while she was drinking, that's doubly bad. But it is the drunk driving that is the main issue here. I've got two daughters that are, 18 and 20, right in that strike zone. And this is, it's definitely a problem. But the drinking and driving is still, even from way back when we were in high school, is still an issue mm-hmm. that needs to be taken care of. So
yeah,
I agree with you there.
All right, thanks for the call, bud.
You sound like you're close to our age. I know when we were in high school, the drum beat of do not drink and drive was so loud with mothers against drunk driving and students against drunk driving that in high school, we always rolled with the designated driver. Like somebody always was the designated, like when we went to parties, it was usually five of us packing into a car, four or five of us. And there always was a designated driver. So it wasn't going to happen. Hopefully our kids are receiving that same
plus,
type of
I
message.
Plus, I only drank iced tea and lemonade at said parties because, hello, I was right. underage, JP. we all know this.
We actually, in high school, I think senior year, I don't remember who was our designated driver that night, but one night we went to a party. Maybe it was lame. I just remember we ended up driving back to Pointe Ridge Elementary, and I believe we're in Cakes' car, and it broke down.
I'm sure it did. It was a Nubster 1976 Chevy Malibu,
but
maroon.
But the point is,
the ugliest car in the county.
I totaled it a few months later.
EB had the same one in light blue.
He did. Yeah,
they both had
Malibu. The Malibu Club.
Yep.
But the point is, we stopped.
Why'd you guys like Malibus?
It was a hand-me-down.
No,
it was my dad's car.
Why did the dads
like
Malibus?
By the way, how could you name such an ugly car after such a beautiful place on the planet?
I mean,
looks nothing like Malibu, California. Nothing.
But the point is that we ended up parking at Pointe Ridge Elementary at the parking lot just to like drink an extra beer or two.
Of course you did.
Yeah, because you're not going to do that at home.
And then we had to, his car was stalled. So then we walked all the way, not all the way, I mean, it was about a 10-minute walk to Cakes' house so that me and Gene could bail us out. Because this is.
Yeah, I mean,
obviously pre-cell phone.
What else are you going to do?
Can't call.
We're dumb 17-year-olds.
The car's stuck. Pointe Ridge Elementary.
No, we're dumb, underage, buffoon, drinking 17-year-olds that know nothing about how to fix a car.
Horny 17-year-olds, too.
Definitely horny at 17. Are you kidding?
Uh-huh.
Of course you are. Just grasping.
Cakesy was a horny bastard at 17.
Well, you weren't.
I can't remember.
I don't want to out the person, but when my wife got her eyes done by Dr. Witten on Friday, one of the ophthalmologists happened to go to our high school.
My eyes are going crazy.
And like when we were exchanging small talk about where we grew up, she was like, oh, you grew up in Bowie? I grew up in Bowie. Where'd you go to school? Roosevelt. Oh, I went to Roosevelt. And we ended up graduating the same year. So anyway, ended up looking at the old yearbook. Mm-hmm. That day, and just sharing some pictures with my wife. And then as I'm going through the yearbook, I was sharing stories, and I don't want to out my boy, but I came across this one girl, and I was like, oh, definitely my boy. Made out with her in the middle of a party.
Made out.
Remember like when we would go to parties and people would just
make out in the middle.
This is such a lame conversation. This takes us back to such an awkward point of our lives.
They're doing that at 12 now.
Yeah, it's scary to think about.
Yeah, they're doing that in the basement.
I hate to think about that. Hate to think about such things.
Yeah, it's crazy. My my buddy Dr. Z came for a visit on Saturday when I was at my mom's in Bowie, and he was saying his daughter, who's 16, my daughter will turn 17 in September. She has a boyfriend. And he said, he goes, he didn't even know that she had a boyfriend. He's actually the lacrosse coach there. They live in Vermont. And he was talking to one of the players, and then his daughter was like holding hands with the dude. He was like, whoa, like daughter didn't know.
He didn't like the PDA.
Well, he saw it for the first time, but then he told me second boyfriend. I was like, my daughter still hasn't even on a date yet.
Yeah.
Which I embrace.
People can't believe that my oldest daughter, first of all, that she doesn't have a boyfriend or she's never been on a date.
Right.
They can't believe it.
Yeah.
Like I tell all of them, like the softball parents.
Right.
I said, yeah, they ask, a lot of them have boyfriends. I said, well, I don't even know what that feels like because
right.
my daughter literally has never even talked to a boy on the phone. And they said they can't believe this.
Just has no interest or?
But they don't believe me.
Right.
They think, well.
I think you're just lying.
Your head's in the sand.
Think lying liar, you're AWOD.
Well, they think I'm clueless.
Right.
And I'm like, dude, I think I know my daughter.
Yeah. I mean, some kids, look, I never
some
had
of these parents think I don't know my daughter. Believe me, my daughter has never kissed a boy. And she's never even been
dude,
to a party.
What does mine
yeah, some
say?
Kids
sweet
develop it later.
Casey,
look,
never.
I didn't have a
good.
Girlfriend until I was a senior in high school. I never went on a date until I was a senior in high school.
Yeah, but you were probably talking to girls when you were 16.
I guarantee on the periphery.
I guarantee you were flirting with them in school.
I might have been laying the groundwork.
Yeah.
Senior year was fun, but before that, nothing.
My daughter, and I love it this way. My daughter, she doesn't talk to anybody in school. She talks to a few friends, but she doesn't talk to the boys. She doesn't text or Insta-twit. She doesn't do any of that nonsense.
Yeah, stay away from that Insta-twit.
She doesn't do any of that stuff with the boys, and my friends can't believe it. I was like, well, you know what? Your daughters are little sluts. Mine not. How about that one?
Phone number is 800-636-1067. You want to chime in? You can also tweet us at Junks Radio here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.